story goes beyond this moment of truth of mine. Allow me to give you a very briefing about my story. It was May 2011, and I was complaining to a work colleague about the harassments I had to face trying to find a ride back home, although I have a car and international driver's license. As long as I know, women in Saudi Arabia have been always complaining about the ban. But it's been 20 years since anyone tried to do anything about it, a whole generation ago. He broke the good bad news in my face. But there is no law banning you from driving. I looked it up, and he was right. There was an actual law in Saudi Arabia. It was just a custom and traditions that are enshrined in rigid religious fatwas and imposed on women. That realization ignited the idea of June 17, where we encouraged women to take the wheel and go drive. It was a few weeks later, we started receiving all these men walls will rave you if you go and drive. A courageous woman, her name is Najla Hariri, she's a Saudi woman in the city of Jeddah. She drove a car and she announced, but she didn't record a video. We needed proof. So I drove, I posted a video on YouTube, and for my surprise, it got hundreds of thousands of views the first day. What happened next? Of course, I started receiving threats to be killed, raped, just to stop this campaign. The Saudi authorities remained very quiet. That really creeped us out. I was in the campaign with other Saudi women and even men activists. We wanted to know how the authorities will respond on the actual day, June 17, when women go out and drive. So this time I asked my brother to come with me and drive by a police car. It went fast. We were arrested, signed a pledge not to drive again, released, arrested again. He was sent to detention for one day, and I was sent to jail. I wasn't sure why I was sent there, because I didn't face any charges in the interrogation. But what I was sure of my innocence, I didn't break a law. And I kept my abaya. It's a black cloak we wear in Saudi Arabia before we leave the house. And my fellow prisoners kept asking me to take it off. But I was so sure of my innocence, I kept saying, no, I'm leaving today. Outside the jail, the whole country went into a frenzy, some attacking me badly, and others supportive and even collecting signatures in a petition to be sent to the king to release me. I was released after 9 days. June 17 comes. The streets were packed with police cars and religious police cars, but some 100 brave Saudi women broke the ban and drove that day. None were arrested. We broke the taboo.